Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Nirsimha Dev, Nirsimha Dev, Nirsimha Dev, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaur Haribo.
Jayam Vishnupat Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Jashtra Shatashi Samashila Vaicharana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON BBT Founder Vaicharya Savior of the Whole World Srila Prabhupada Ki. Samaveda Gaurav Bhaktarvinda Ki. Itai Gaur Shitana Pramanandi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं द्रोदयमुदीरय नष्टप्रायश्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टुकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 द डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। So also we will be hearing from 27 onwards, what we will be discussing about this 33 number text. So please repeat after me. Sa samrat lokupalakyam aisharjam aviratashriyam chakram cha akhilatma pranam मृषाइति उपर रामः ससम्राट लोकपालाख्यम् ऐशर्यम् अविराटश्रियम् चक्रम् च ककिलात्मप्राणम् मृषाइति उपर रामः स सम्राट लोकपालाख्यम् ऐशर्यम् अविराटश्रियम् चक्रम् च अखिलात्मतम् प्राणम् मृषा इति उपर रामः। Mothers, word to word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. What word meaning? Sa, he, Maharaj Bharat, Samrat, the Emperor, Lokupala Akhyam, known as the ruler of the lokas or planets, Avisharyam, Aishwaryam, such opulences, Abhirat, thoroughly in power, Shriyam, kingdom, Chakram, soldiers or orders, Cha, and Abhilakshitam, without failure, Prananam, life or sons and family, Mashraya, all falls, Iti, thus, Uparanam, caused to enjoy, ceased to enjoy, her, in the past. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Srila Prabhupada ki, as a ruler of the entire universe, Emperor Bharat had the opulences of a great kingdom and unconquerable soldiers. His sons and family had seemed to him to be his entire life. But finally, He thought of all this as an impediment to spiritual advancement, and therefore he ceased from enjoying it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Bharat had incomparable opulence in subhergity, soldiers, sons, daughters, and everything for material enjoyment. But when he realized that all such material opulences were useless for spiritual advancement, he retired from material enjoyment. The Vedic civilization engines that after a certain age, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Bharat, one should cease to enjoy material opulences and should take the order of Vanaprastha. So we will also read a translation, as I was told, from 27 onwards. Right? 27, the translation. Bharat, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, born 3,300 horses for those sacrifices and thus astonished all the kings, he surpassed even the opulence of the demigods, for he achieved the supreme spiritual master, Hari. Purport. One who achieves the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead certainly surpasses all material wealth, even of the demigods in the heavenly planets. Yam labdha charatam labdha matyam mad ishkaram tata. The achievement of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most exalted achievement in life. 28. When Maharaj Bharat performed the sacrifice known as Masnara, or the sacrifice of the place known as Masara, he gave in charity 14 lakhs of excellent elephants with white tusks and black bodies completely covered with golden ornaments. Translation of text number 29. As one cannot approach the heavenly planet simply by strength of his arms, for who can touch the heavenly planet with his hands, one cannot imitate the wonderful activities of Maharaj Bharat. No one could perform such activities in the past, nor will anyone be able to do so in the future. 30. When Maharaj Bharat was on the tour, he defeated or killed all the Kiratas, Hunas, Yavanas, Pundaras, Kankas, Khasas, Sakas, and the kings who were opposed to the Vedic principles of Brahminical culture. 31. Formerly, after conquering the demigods, all the demons had taken shelter in the lower planetary system known as Rasatala and had bought all the wives and daughters of the demigods where also. Maharaj Bharata, however, rescued all those women along with their associates from the clutches of the demigods, demons, and he returned them to the demigods. 32. Maharaj Bharat provided all necessities of his subjects both on this earth and in the heavenly planets for 27,000 years. He circulated his orders and distributed his soldiers in all directions. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Shamaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikakanta Radhakanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanasuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Svadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpata Rubhasya Kripa Sandhu Evacha Padidanang Pavanebhyo Vishnabhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna So I welcome all of you to today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is very auspicious, every day is auspicious because we are with Krishna and Krishna is the most auspicious personality, Pavitram Paramidam. And anything connected to Krishna is so wonderful and mangalam. So mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, mangalam Garuda Dvaja, mangalam Pundarikaksha, mangalayatana hari. So, and also the Chandaniyatra festival, boat festival is going on. So that is also a great festival. It is stated in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that as we celebrate Damodar month, this Vaishakh month, the summer, if you offer Chandan, which is the best among the Lepanam, best among the Lepanam. Lepanam means, you know, whatever you smear in Vishnu's body, and white flower if you offer, nothing like that. Vishnu becomes so happy. Haribol. And this is the headquarters of the spiritual world, Shimayapur Navadip Dham Ki. And staying here and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it's such a glorious and a privilege. And I am also honored to be with you all. And I am very thankful to the devotees who arranged this program and katha for me. I seek the blessings from all the elderly Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis here that I can speak something, whatever I have learned from my spiritual masters and from the scriptures and the sadhus. Hare Krishna. So, this is a very interesting topic that is going on. Sometimes, you know, one person asked me, even in our temple, I am from Calcutta temple, they ask that, why to discuss about the, you know, the whole family tree or family names of, you know, these personalities. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puran. Wherever names has been mentioned here, they have done something wonderful. And that's why their name is here. Otherwise, it is not possible. Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he mentions one personality's name in his Bhaktivedanta purport. Only one name. And mothers will be happy. And she is Govinda Dasi. Because she grew Tulsi in the western country where it is very cold. And some or other by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and mercy of Vaishnavas, she grew. So in whole of Srila Prabhupada's purports, you will find this personality's name, because she served and made Srila Prabhupada so happy by just planting Tulsi. It's so simple, devotional service is so simple. So this section is very interesting, because depending on this section, there has been lot of great poets have written lot of wonderful kavyas on Shakuntala, just like the great poet Kalidas. How many of you heard about Kalidas? Okay. So he wrote Shakuntalam, Kumar Sambhavam. They are very powerful. And it's there in Srimad Bhagavatam here. So why to hear about these glorious names? Because it is stated in the Puranas that if you hear the names of this great personality, you will get purified. Anything connected to Krishna purifies us. So just I was hearing a very funny thing, that why to know somebody if they ask? Because our whole teaching is we are coming from the rishis, actually we are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna ultimately. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. But some or other, the modern, you know, teachings, scientific, they say it is scientific. However, nothing is more scientific than the spiritual teachings. That's why Srila Prabhupada said in Kunti Maharani's teachings that Prithivi Bhushanam Raja Nayanam Bhushanam Pati Sabari Bhushanam Chandro Vidya Sarvasta Bhushanam, that for the Dharitri or the world, a good king is just like a jewel. And just like for a woman, her husband is the jewel. Whether she accepts it or not, that's a different thing. And then for the night sky, the moon is the jewel. Similarly, the spiritual knowledge, Prabhupada says, is the crown jewel of every living entity. Because there, you understand, he is a part and particle of the Lord, and there main aim to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna or Madhava. So I will just brief you The beautiful pastime that has been narrated here. How many of you want to hear that, you know, story behind the whole thing that is going on? You're interested to hear? Little? Okay, thank you. So what happened actually, quickly I will recap, till this time. What happened, envy is inevitable in this material world. Just like many TV shows they say, owner's pride and neighbor's envy. The whole world, material world goes in that. So Vishwamitra Muni, Vishwamitra previously he was the king, and he was very much astonished to see the Surabhi cow or the Kamdenu of Vasishtha. And somehow that there was a big tussle, and then he decided, let me become the Brahmarshi. I want to be the Rishi also. And he started performing tapasya. And whenever he was starting, anyone does a good tapasya, Indra becomes little agitated that my post and position will be going away. And he thinks, because if, you know, he fears what will happen to me. So he sends Menaka. Menaka is one of chief damsels or the apsaras of the heavenly planets. So burst by hearing the ankle bell sound of Menaka, Vishwamitra Muni, Vishwamitra, not at that time, he got bewildered and got this beautiful daughter, Shakuntala. Later but also he got agitated by Rambha, and first is calm and then Krodha, and he some or other, what do you call, burned Rambha. And later but we know that he bought Sri Ram and Lakshman to Siddhashram, that he didn't want to do anything more. Calm was done, Krodha was done. So he didn't want to be disturbed again. So then what happened? Shakuntala was a small baby and no one was there to take care of her. And at that time, one vulture is called Shakuna in Sanskrit. By, you know, like lot of compassion was there in that vulture's heart. And some or other, it was saving this little Shakuntala, little baby at that time, from the scorching heat. So Kannamuni was the person who was having this ashram where this was happening. And at that time, what happened? Because she was being protected by Shakuna, so her name became Shakuntala. And Kannamuni raised this beautiful, you know, daughter of Vishwamitra Muni and powerful personalities actually. Otherwise how their names will be coming to Srimad Bhagavatam. So raised, and Shakuntala was a very wonderful and a Vaishnavi actually, very pure hearted. And she had two other girlfriends also, Priyamada and Anusuya. So they were always chanting, staying and serving all the ashramites there. And suddenly what happened? Dushmanta, you already heard about Dushmanta in your previous classes. Dushmanta was the king at that time and comes and love at first sight. You know, she was very beautiful, very attractive. And because being her, a Kshatriya's daughter, Dushmanta got attracted towards her. Because previously everybody used to get attracted towards the quality that they have. A king wants to hear about a king, a devotee wants to hear about a devotee. Quality attracts quality. So because Shakuntala, and he said in your previous shlokas you must have heard, that he said that, I think you are a daughter of a Kshatriya. And she said that yes. And some or other, at that time the culture was, you can propose in a very, very, very nice way. So they accepted, both of them, they accepted, you know, their both of their proposals, because they were all qualified and it was a good match. And as Bhagavatam says here also, they got Gandharva Vivaha. There are 12 types of Vivaha and Prabhupada writes, and Prabhupada informs us and gives us the knowledge. It's like Rukmini was also kidnapped, and that is called Rakshash Vivaha. If you hear the pastimes of Rukmini and Krishna, so that was another type of Vivaha, but it is not recommended for any one of us. It is Kali Yuga, so we should follow whatever Srila Prabhupada has given us, depending on the scriptures given by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So they are great personalities, we should not imitate them, we should follow them and understand the needy. Should I continue? Okay. So then what happened? Shakuntala got married and she was impregnated by Dushmanta. Now some things are not here, so I'm just informing you. It is a very beautiful pastime. So she was, and then Dushmanta went back, and she was bearing Dushmanta's son. Actually, Prabhupada says, and the scripture says, the son is the property of the father, because he gave the seed. However, what happens, just to make it more interesting and attractive for all of us to hear and get purified, the Lord makes different arrangements. Shakuntala was sitting and remembering Dushmanta, and suddenly what happens, Durvasamuni comes. And Durvasamuni says, oh my dear child, I want some service for you. But because she was thinking something else, she was unable to attain Durvasa. And you know Durvasamuni is famous for? And anger and cursing. Similarly, you know, he cursed that, oh child, whomever you are thinking of, he will forget or she will forget you. And then what happens, these two friends come, Anusuya and Priyangbada. They said that, oh my dear sage, our friend is totally, you know, bewildered because of certain arrangements of the Lord, the situation and Kala, please forgive her. You see, this is called friendship. Friendship means you do something good for the person whom you feel that he is a friend. If you have a good friend in your life, your happiness becomes 1,000. And if you have a friend who is really a good friend, your sorrows is been divided. Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in one Ultradanga Junction road because of a friend. Though Prabhupada is the eternal servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but in 1922, Prabhupada's this friend, you remember the name? Huh? Narendra Mallik. Yes, thank you Prabhu. In 1922 he said, I saw very wonderful, a great Vaishnava is here in Calcutta, why don't we go and meet? So Prabhupada said, no, I have seen a lot in my home, my father is to invite them for prasadam, I don't want to see anyone. But then he was forcing him, and then they met, and the seed of ISKCON was been planted in the heart of Abhay Babu, and that fructified in such a way that we are sitting in Srimayapur Dham and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. And I wanted to inform all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis here that now ISKCON is having that building where it happened, the historic building, and that is a, you know, one number Ultradanga Junction Road, Haribol. So anyone of you want to visit that place, the historical place that is under ISKCON Calcutta Temple now, it is actually ISKCON's property, so you must come and you must visit that place. So friends, as I was, you know, saying that they are the best gift from the Lord, and the greatest friend is the devotees who always think good for others. Para dukhi dukhi, para sukhi sukhi. So here what happens, Shakuntala forgot, but in the Vishwamitra, sorry, Durvasa Muni said, okay, because you are requesting me, if he or she sees some signs or a gift or a memento that has been exchanged within them, then immediately they will remember all the things having happened. So Dushmanta gave the finger ring to Shakuntala. So he said, okay, it's okay, then whenever the king will see the ring, you know, they will remember. I don't know, it is my concoction, because from the ring ceremony started from there maybe. The ring, you know, it was exchanged. I'm just concocting. Anyway, so then what happened? So while going, Kannamuni said that, okay, you got the child, and the child was so powerful, he used to play with the lions. That was Bharat. Bharat name of India has been given by three Bharatas, and one is here, Bharat. Another Bharat we hear about, the previous life of Jada Bharat. So Bharata, Bharata means, Bha means knowledge, and Rata means those people who are engaged in acquiring knowledge, and they stay in the place named called Bharatvarsha. Bharata. So what happened, Shakuntala while going in the towards the kingdom, they will have to cross a river. I am a little bit fast forwarding the past time. And then she was, you know, just like, she was very happy, though she was putting her hand in the river and the ring fell down. And then when she went, the king forgot. And also the Purana says, he forgot because he wanted to prove by the, you know, province that they are, you know, that Shakuntala belongs to him. Anyway, many things happens, and then he refused. But suddenly what happened? One dhivara, dhivara means a person who catches fish, got that ring and offered it to Dushmanta, and immediately he remembered Hare Krishna, and then he decided to come to see Shakuntala and bring her back. And then also there was a Daivavani. Daivavani means from the side of the demigods they spoke that actually, my dear king, this is your wife only and this is your son. So Prabhupada says in the purports, the previous purports, that Dushmanta also wanted that this news comes to his kinsmen and people from the great, what you call, people, that they will understand and they will accept it. So this is the whole pastime of Bharat Maharaj. And as we can see that how powerful he was, because Mukham Garoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Grim Jatkripatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. It is stated he got all his power from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari. Unless and until he was helped and blessed by the Lord, how it is possible? So in the beginning, in 27th, it was mentioned that he had the opulence that will surpass the opulence of the demigods and goddesses also. So when the Lord gives someone the power, who will say? Who will destroy it? And who will, what do you call that, challenge it? So sometimes, you know, by hearing, when I was hearing this pastime, it is mentioned the glories of Bharat Maharaj is such that no one will dare to do, no one in future will do, or maybe they have, no one has done previously also. So sometimes, you know, we do little bit certain things in our life and we feel we are doing a great thing. But whenever you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you will understand actually whatever we are doing is actually insignificant. It is the Lord who gives us the empowerment, and it is the Lord who gives us the quality to serve. So that's why spiritual life is nothing but improving ourselves, not to prove anything. What do we prove? So that's why we learn from that 27th number shloka is like that. And also a very nice example has been given here. Even if he was having so much opulence, even if he was so powerful, at the end he was realizing that ante narayane smriti, if it is not happening, then what will happen to me? So even if you have everything in your life, just like a musk deer is trying his level best where to get that real happiness, and he dies, but that happiness lies in his belly only, in his navel only. Similarly, everyone who is trying his level best to get happiness from this world, even if he is very powerful, the great souls are giving example here. Panchadash urdhe vanam gachet. What to do? When in the age you become 50, it is better to go for vanaprastha. Even if you are a great king, even if you are having so many things. Why? Because spiritual knowledge and happiness is ultimate. And when we understand that, then we become very happy. It's like Khatvanga Maharaj's pastime has been mentioned. He was also very powerful. He was fighting behalf of the demigods with the Asuras and Danavas. In one fight he won. And as he won, he asked, you know, the demigods asked, anything you want. But at that time he said that, can you tell me how much time is left for me? So he said that, they said, only 1 minute, one muhurta. So immediately he renounced everything. And then he sat down for self-realization. So sometimes, you know, we talk about, what do you call, renunciation. For renunciation, you must have something to renounce also. Sometimes, you know, we feel we are renouncing, but we don't have, many times we don't have anything. So, but renunciation is such that these people had so many things. It's like, I will tell you a real story. When communism was spreading in Russia, one communist person, he was very much desiring that, let me see how much communism has been spread in Russia. So he went to a village. In that village,
That leader of that communist party was very proud that in my house, in my country, in my village, everyone who follows communism. You know what is the communism basically? That we share. We share everything. No one is special, everybody will share. So he asked a common person, so I will just test you whether you have absorbed the communism or not. So he said, so how many, if you have two houses, will you share one house with your friend? She said that yes, why not? If you have two ponds, will you share these two ponds, one pond with your family and your friend? He said yes, why not? Then he said, if you have two cows, will you share one cow with another person? He said no. He said, really? Why not? You shared house, you shared pond, what about cow? Cow is insignificant. He said that I had actually two cows. Because all the other houses and everything is usually, if you have, but I really have two, so I'm not ready to share. That is the material sharing, renunciation. So the thing is that it's fake. But see the Srimad Bhagavatam, that how, you know, these great personalities are renouncing. Prabhupada renounced because Prabhupada also followed the footsteps of the great acharyas and followed Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why we need to also understand that it is not only by hearing, we need to also practice it. How to practice? So Krishna says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. If you associate with those people who are renounced, they are following their lifestyles, you know, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. And in ISKCON there are so many examples, and especially in Mayapur, you are so lucky to see so many great souls sitting here. His class was here, one of the great souls, Jananivas Prabhu's. His class I am giving today. Now so many renunciations, you know, are example here. How to get this renunciation? When we serve the Lord, when we serve the Vaishnavas, slowly, slowly these qualities comes in us. The Lord gives advertisements. Spiritual advertisements. Some advertisements are, all the advertisement that is happening in this material world is temporary. But the advertisements the Lord does is eternal. And He tells, come to my place, you will enjoy with me like anything. So it is stated that a little bit if you do for the service of the Lord, Lord is so merciful, He will bless you. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikramananasti Pragavade Vidyate Samapiyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahatvata Bhayat. So if you just associate with these type of people who are engaging and engage yourself in the service of the Lord, slowly, slowly these qualities will come. How? I will give an example. That how these great souls, they impregnate. It's a very simple, you know, story. Actually what happened, the milk, what is the effect of Sadhu Sangha? The milk and curd, they were traveling together from Mayapur to Calcutta. Haribo. Don't ask me it was offered or not. Okay, they were traveling. So suddenly there were so many, you know, gaddas. Gaddas means holes in the road. So whenever there was some gadda, you know, that there was a break and milk will come out from the pot. And dahi will be like tight. Tick. Tick. Like that. And milk will come. Then the milk was asking the curd, how you are like this? We are coming from the same mother, mother cow, go mata ki. So I am coming, we are also coming from mother cow, I am also coming from mother cow. But how you are so calm and I am so chanchal, I am so flickering. But how I can become like you, so peaceful and so happy? So the curd said, just take a little bit for me and apply it in your heart and you will be like me, Haribol. So that is a power of association. You know, you want to be pure, you want to be peaceful, you associate with those who are relaxed and you know, serving the Lord. Gaur Premanande. So that's the thing. And they teach you, the sadhus, they teach you how to perform devotional service and engaging yourself in Panchanga Bhakti. Deity worship, Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting of the holy name, staying in Shridham Mayapur or any dham and associating with Vaishnavas. These are the main Panchangas, Mahaprabhu says, if everyone is doing, and we have examples, who are doing and get purified. So that's like how they teach. Unless until you have a guide, a Vaishnav, how you will get that? So for this I will tell you another small story. You are here, you are eager to hear? Little more louder please. Little more. Yes, that's the spirit. Mahaprabhu used to say, Hari Bol! Because if you take Hari Bol, you will say Hari Bol, you will be purified, and those who will be hearing Hari's name will be glorified. So what happened? One man in Bengal, he went to the country, you know, like Calcutta, and tasted cabbage. You know, cabbage is called bandha kopi. How many of you know Bengali? You must, because you are in Mayapur. Bandha kopi, that is full kopi. You know, cauliflower, that is called full kopi. That is also kopi. Kopi, I don't know how to, you know. Bengal is a very different and wonderful language. There is no translation. Just like Prabhupada was approached by his disciples. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a saying that the women, they started, how to translate it? Can you anyone give that, Mataji? Oh yeah, and Prabhu is Haribol. Haribol, Haribol. So this is the vibration of the spiritual world. So they ask Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is this sound? How, you know, what I should translate? The Prabhupada said, ululating, Haribol. What to do? Then you know, dhule dhule gora chant, hori gunogai. How you translate it? So it is better to learn Bengali, Haribol. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur has ordered us and given a prediction to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. One day the whole world will learn Bengali. It is not because I am Bengali, I am forcing you. It is Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, they want us to learn Bengali. His Holiness Srila Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj learned Bengali, right? So we should all try to learn Bengali. Anyway, so he went to the, you know, country and very much liked this cabbage. So he bought one cabbage to his village where nobody has seen that cabbage. So he said, this is bandha kopi. Please cook it and give it to me tomorrow. So next day there was no bandha kopi in his plate. There was no cabbage in his plate. Then he said, then what happened to that gobi, patta gobi, you know, the cabbage? He said that I opened it up and there was no flower inside. It was only leaf and leaf. Mane kopi paoa gelo na to shudhu bandha patai chilo, bandha kopi kopi koi. There was no kopi. So you need a person to tell you what it is. That why you need a spiritual master, you need a guide to tell you and to show by his example. Apone achari vidhi jivire sikhai. By your own practicing, they will teach you what to do. And we have some nice examples also. And when we see these and we engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, especially in the festivals, Utsahat Nishchaya Dharyat Sangati Agat Sadavir Bhakti. Yes. So this Utsaha comes from the word, from Utsaha comes Utsav. Unless and until you have festival, Mayapur is a place of festivals. Louder please. Yes, it's a festival. Unless and until you have a festival, how we will get happiness? Krishna's whole form is Anandamaya Vasa. He's so happy. Why? Every single day is a festival day. In Janmashtami, after Janmashtami, devotees ask Prabhupada, oh, it was so nice, it was so wonderful, we had a wonderful festival. Prabhupada said, I can give you every single day as a festival, but you cannot take it. It will be too heavy. But festivals are wonderful. So in the scripture it is stated, please repeat after me. Dole cha dola Govinda, chape cha Madhusudana, rathe cha vanna drashta, pundra janamana vidyate. Any Sanskrit scholar here? Okay, I'm saved. Okay, I'll translate it on my own way. So it is stated in the Puranas, dole cha dola Govinda. When you see Govinda going in a palanquin, Hunhuna, Hunhuna, Hunhuna Re, Hunhuna. You know that palki goes? They used to tell like that, you know, they will go. So when you see Govinda, Krishna, in that palki, and when you see Chapecha Madhusudana, when you see the boat, and Madhusudana is riding on the boat, and Rathecha Vanadrishta, And when you see in the ratha, in the chariot, Bamana means Lord Jagannath is sitting. Punarjanvana vidyate, you will never take birth again. Now I need a big hurrival for this. Come on. How many of you are attending Madhava's Dol Jatra, means going in palanquin? How many of you have seen him? How many of you have seen him in Jhula? How many have seen him in boat? You will never take birth again. Haribo clap! Yes, we are not going back. Yes, and also it is stated. Yes, yes, I will. We will do that again. So you just hear Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami states in Hari Bhakti, in the temple of Sri Hari, if anybody enters in Hari temple, he will never also take birth again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jani jatare shayanam, ahi saṃsāre bahudustāre kripāparaheri murāre. I don't want to take birth again because I want to worship you, and you are the person who will save me from this circle of birth, old diseases and death. So it is stated that in Kirtan, in the temple, if anybody claps, all the signs which brings inauspiciousness will go away just by clapping. And not only that, auspiciousness will come out. And then how? Just like a lion roars and birds fly, similarly all inauspiciousness will go away from your hand. Auspiciousness will come. So why to wait? Give big clap and say Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Okay, done, done, done. This let us do when we are going for Kirtan and festivals. And try to understand one thing, the person who is riding and who is making the ride, both are great personalities. We need to be very focused that we don't want, because Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloku Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatamam Shantim Rachit. Who can be peace? Who can be happy? Who understand Krishna is the Supreme? In 70s, when Kumbh Mela was going on, Prabhupada was there, Srila Prabhupada. And devotees came and said, all the other groups, they bought big elephants and their gurus are sitting in those elephants and giving blessings from the elephant. We want to bring another big elephant and we want to put you. Then Prabhupada said, yes, we should bring the biggest elephant. We should decorate it with lot of emerald jewels and silken robes. And when it is ready with flowers and everything, Shri Radha Krishna should be given the throne and sitting and giving blessings to everyone. So that's why, you know, Anarkali, Gulab Kali and so many Kalis what being here. Rishi Mayapur Dham. They are not ordinary. You know the Gulab Kali first times? I know one. You want to hear? When the flood was there, they never left Mayapur. All the cows left. It is like Gulab Kali when I am talking about 15 to 20 years back. They stayed in the generator house and the flood was such that only the tusk was up because to breathe, but they never left. And many devotees thought and they were thinking, because Madhava is here, the elephant does not want to go out of campus. So you know, Krishna sitting in the heart inspires. So that's why it is stated that Krishna is riding and Pratima Nautumi Sakshat Brajendra Nanda. Lord Nirsimhadev is standing and protecting us. Panchatattva, Radha Madhav. They are great personalities. You want to hear a little pastime? In 1972, the first time it happened that the police of Odisha took over the Rath Yatra. That is the year when the present king, Gajapati Maharaj Dev Sangaji's father passed away. It was his first year of Rath Yatra. That is another year, the first year of electricity going inside Puri temple. So the commissioner decided that we will make a schedule of Lord Jagannath, which is very difficult. Pratibha Nautami Sakshat Bhajadana is very clear, evident there. Apano Ichhaye Chole Na Chole Kar Bole, Mahaprabhu is saying, the Lord goes in the Rath, his own desire. So what happened? He made a schedule. 8 o'clock, Balaram will go. Subhadra will go. 9 o'clock, the Lord will be in the ramp. At 10 o'clock he is in the chariot and he will go. It will be the fastest Rath Yatra ever happened from time immortal. Hare Krishna. And then everything followed like that. Balaram came first, 8 o'clock. 8:30 Subhadra, Sudarshan. And Jagannath also came following the schedule in 1972. And he was at the bottom of the ramp at 9 o'clock as the commissioner of police decided. And then what happened? 9 o'clock, it was difficult for devotees or the pandas to remove him, put him inside the chariot. He was sitting there only in the ramp. He became heavy. 9 became 10. 10 became 11 became 12 became 1 became. Sets of pujaris were changed. Police were given. 2 o'clock. Commissioner fainted. King took hold. He came running in bare feet, requesting the Lord and offering a tambul. Tambul means pan, betel leaf and betel nut. My dear Lord, he was crying, please forgive us. We made schedule for you, Hare Krishna. It is Jagannath, huh? So we should follow schedule. Mangala at the time and everything, okay? So then he requested, my dear Lord, please ride on the chariot, otherwise everything, Jagat Mangalam Kuru, after accepting this chariot, everything will be auspicious. People are crying and becoming bewildered by your this action. We have done something wrong, forgive us. He accumulated and started saying, Nitai Gaur Premanande! And within 3 minutes, Jagannath was on the Rath. That was the most late Rath Yatra ever happened till date. After, you know, 2 kilometers, he again stopped. So that is the Lord. He is sitting there in Rajapur, giving us blessings. And you all Mayapur vases are blessed. We are all blessed. Because Prabhupada has given us this beautiful deity who is Krishna himself. Now I will end with a note which really happened 3 years back. Krishna says, Sarvam api asya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. And he proves it. 4 years back, at night 11 o'clock in Calcutta, general manager gets a call from Vrindavan temple that one of our very close well-wisher, she's very old, now she is about to leave her body in Park Street of Calcutta. Can you take some kirtan devotees with a picture of Krishna? And I make you remember that our Calcutta temples, ISKCON's first temple in ISKCON, in India, is Radha Govind. How many of you have taken darshan of Govind? Prabhupada said to some of his disciples, they asked, how does Krishna look? Prabhupada said, you go to Radha Govind and see him, Krishna just looks like him. Sorry Radha Madhav, don't take any offense. So, it is Prabhupada said. And then what happened? Our devotees didn't get a picture of Radha Govind. It was in the middle of the night, the devotees came from his home. So they got Radha Samshunda's picture of Sri Vrindavan Dham. How many of you taken darshan of Samshunda? Very good. And then this picture was brought to this lady in Park Street in Calcutta. She saw and she left her body by hearing Kirtan and preaching, seeing this Radha Samshunda's picture. Krishna is Krishna, whether it is Radha Govinda or Gopinath or Madan Mohan or Radha Madhav or anyone. They are same. However, when we all went for her remembrance party in Park Hotel, it was a lavish program. And her young age picture was given there. Because I was thinking that why not Radha Govinda's picture was given to her? Because it is Calcutta and he is the boss. Why Radha Samshundar came from Vrindavan? So when I saw her big picture, I asked one of her daughter, she is also in 70 years, she was 95, who died. And she was very happy to see us and she said, you don't know my mother who died by seeing your Krishna's picture? No, please tell. She was the queen of Kangra. Kangra means in Uttarakhand there is a province called Kangra. She was the queen. And she donated a Samshundar deity to Prabhupada so many years back. Sarvamapiyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhaya. We may have forgotten. We may forget. The Lord never forgets. A little bit of kirtan, little bit of Mayapur chanting, Ganga Bath, taking darshan in Chandrayatra, little bit of offering Tulasi, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He is saying, Chokka Akho Dekhuchi. The gold, the brown faced and round eyed Gojaganath. His eyes are just like round wheels. He is watching us. And you may forget. He will never forget. So that's why, let us all try our level best to take advantage of this ISKCON's beautiful, spiritual world, which has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Each and every one of us, we are so blessed and privileged, isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
To get Radha Madhava in our life, to get Nrisimha Devi in our life, Prahlad Maharaj, Panchatattva. Every evening is a festival. What we need? Even by giving money, you cannot enjoy. I tell in Calcutta, there is a discotheque called Tantra. I said, don't go there, they don't have any mantra. But we have the mantra. Prabhupada been asked by some of the devotees, some of the students of St. Xavier's, you are making a city in Mayapur. Will that city have a discotheque? Prabhupada said, wherever we go, we make the discotheque first. That is the kirtan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So in this note, let us all pray to Prabhupada and pray all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are inspiring us. Let us take shelter of the deities, Gurus, Vaishnavas and Dham, and understand it, that how lucky we are. And in that note, I will end this today's discussion. Let us all go and take darshan of the beautiful darshan of Chandaniyatra festival. Wish you all a very, very Chandaniyatra festival. Hare Krishna, happy. And anyone have any question, they can personally ask me. If they have. If they don't have, I am very happy. Hare Krishna.